Holiday. Here for the supervisor's meeting for February 13th, 2018. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Make the department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson.
Good morning. We received our fiscal year 2016-2017 county audit. And everything was good and clean, it was a good audit, so if anybody, I left each of you guys a copy on your desk for reading material. And we have extra copies if anybody else wants one, so.
I didn't complain about anything.
Nope, didn't complain about anything.
My, what a new auditor can do.
Not bad. Everybody else, everybody worked on that, so it's all different.
Oh, that's really something. You give them a raise?
That's up to you guys.
No, we've got them under contract.
Lisa Schreiner, Recorder's Office.
Good morning. I just, all I have to say today is that passports will be going up the first of April by $10.
What's that total at?
So if you get a adult passport book from $135, it'll be $145. And for a first-time passport card, instead of $55, it'll be $65. And for a first-time book and card, instead of $165, it'd be $175.
Thank you.
Renewals?
Yes. Well, for new ones, renewals would be, it wouldn't change.
You get that money?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
State's slipping.
They finally gave us all agents $10.
Oh, I'll be darned.
For the acceptance fee.
Legislature's still in session, nothing's safe.
Gina, IT Department.
Good morning. I have some agenda items. Also, right now, my staff and I are in the process of relocating all the new equipment for DESCOM out to their new facility. And the relocation will take place next Tuesday. So it'll be a big project and a lot going on that day.
Ryan Carter, Secondary Road.
Good morning. Guys pushed snow pretty much all weekend, so appreciate their efforts. But I think as of this point, we're ahead of everything and all the roads have been hit, gravel's in, paved, so. So I think all in all, I think we might have gotten a little more snow than maybe we expected, but it went fine. Other than that, we have a contractor coming in to start working on a bridge down the bottom. So that's where we built that runaround this fall. So that's gonna hopefully start up this week and just on a dead end road. So it won't really impact much more than about four different houses for a little while. Otherwise we're just cleaning up equipment. Didn't get much of a break for that for a few days, so.
The guy who does our road needs a raise. He does a really good job.
He does a nice job. Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah.
I will pass it on.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
We have a shower house at Big Hollow, finally.
See all that in paper?
Yay.
Yeah.
You bring pictures, colored pictures for us?
We have pictures and videos online. We posted all that on there. Got a lot of engagement on that. It's quite the process. They bring those three prefab parts of the building in on three different semi-trucks, and they bring in this giant crane, pick it up, sit it in place. It's quite the thing, because there's probably 20 pipes sticking up out of that foundation, and the floor in these shower houses are already poured. And so it comes as three boxes, basically. And they bring them in, they sit them down, and the margin of error, they've got holes in these floors probably that big around to fit around a 4-inch pipe or a 3-inch pipe. And one of them fit, they just slid right down on top of it and everything. They had the whole thing put in a day, and then the next day they did the connections and the sealing of the joints and stuff. And when the weather stops being so miserably cold, we'll get to finish up the plumbing and the electrical and get the thing up and functional. But the building's there. We're excited.
Is there any heat in that piece of pipes are freezing when you get into the...
No, it'll be winterized every year.
Winterized every year.
Yep.
And Ranger Roby narrated it, so everyone should watch those.
Yeah, some pretty entertaining videos on there. Yeah, that was quite the process. It's nice to have that done. We've had a lot of people just driving into the park just to drive by and see it, so that in and of itself is turning into a bit of a tourist attraction lately. Otherwise, there have been a lot of fishermen out on the lake, so they must be catching some fish. I'm hearing reports of 14-ish inch crappie coming out of that lake, so that'd be a good time to get out there while we still got ice. That's about it.
Thank you. Amy, how's the attorney's office?
Good, busy. Monday is a county holiday. It's President's Day, but the courts are open, so my office will be staffed on Monday. And Tuesday's a jury trial day, so we'll have to work to get ready for jury trials. I also want to thank Gina. With everything she's got going on with DESCOM, she's also helping improve the video court system and including us in the process. So she's working very hard. I really appreciate her taking the time to do that. So it's much appreciated.
Thank you. Angie, you're hiding back there again.
Good morning. I don't have a lot to add. We're just busy getting some training done. We're training on workers' compensation this month, kind of helping the employees understand the concept of it and what it is and how it works. And so,
you're saying the county's pretty safe right now, then?
They're doing a good job.
I heard this morning one of our county workers fell down and broke her elbow, and not the county, but we're waiting on titanium to put in it for us. So.
One of our workers?
One of the leases, one of the recorders.
But it didn't happen on county property.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, wait a minute. I haven't heard about this. Okay.
Man, your blood pressure really moved.
It did. Wow.
Thank you. Jeff, how's the sheriff's department?
We're good. We've got a couple of agenda items today.
Doug, how's the jail?
Doing good also. Population this morning was a little bit higher at 84. They're having morning court though, so there was a big morning court list, so looking for some of them to get out yet this morning. I'd also like to thank Gina's office in the midst of all their stuff they're doing, also helping us get our new phone system up and going, the inmate phone system, and they did that all on really short notice. So. And that's all I have.
Okay. Ken?
Good morning.
CDS?
Yeah. Yesterday, Ryan sent an email out saying Senate File 2252 was introduced. So we'll have to watch that. Just reading through it, it looks like it takes and gives us 4 years to spend down our fund balance, and instead of 20%, it goes to 30%, so of gross expenditures. So we'll have to watch. It would be give us more time to spend down all of our reserves if it goes through.
Considering we've got to publish a budget next week, and by the time they get through, and so see the number of bills in.
The other thing it does is it adds to those core services that has already been discussed that they're planning to add for difficult to serve people, so that's still in there. More expenditures on the mental health side. So. Yeah.
Okay, did I ask anybody? Seeing nobody missed, we shall move on to correspondence. Seeing no correspondence, do you gentlemen have any?
I do not.
I do not either. Public input session number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Stand up, speak your name, address. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on to discussion and vote. We have payroll claim reimbursements in the amount of $781.13.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. We have approval of Boone County law enforcement agreement with the Danville, City of Danville. And it's 20 hours each week for 2 weeks, and then it is for $74,568 per year, with monthly installments of $6,214, commencing on the first day of July 2018.
Move to approve. Jeff, that's the same as it was last year, just updated?
Correct.
Okay, second.
Terry.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have approval of the Minneapolis Des Moines County law enforcement agreement for the fiscal year 2018-2019. It's for 24 and a half hours each week, and it's $92,288.56 a year, with monthly installments of $7,690.71.
Same question.
Same thing as last year, just to rate the dollar amount per hour.
Yep.
$2,000 up, isn't it?
Approximately.
Yeah, approximately $2,000.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Certificate of Organization for the Des Moines County Ag Department Council. Okay. This is a certificate for the Des Moines County Agriculture Extension Council. Terms beginning January 2015 and expiring in 2018 is Dwight Byerly, John Dockendorf, Barbara Kerr, Dean Van Ness, and Brenda Wishmeyer. The terms beginning in 2017, expiring in 2020, are Aaron Fling, Jennifer Lane, Judy Lickle, and Patty Jo Patton.
That's not anything we have to approve, is it? We just accept that, or?
I think we just have to accept it. Yeah.
Could receive it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we have personnel action. First one in here is for information technology, is for Brandon Meinhardt, Meinert?
Mamer.
What's that?
Mamer.
Mamer, okay. Mamer. Okay, it's end of probationary period. And so this is the same rate?
Same rate.
Same
yep.
rate, yes. just, yep. okay, $51,444. So this just shows that his probation is over.
Motion approved.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay. We have three of them in here for local health. We do all three of them once, gentlemen. The first one is Don Zeiser. It's termination, effective February 2nd, 2018. The second one is Kaylee Doctorman, and it's also, it's a resignation. Both of them are resignation, not termination, I'm sorry. I said termination, it's resignation. And effective 2/5 of 2018. And the third one is for Cecilia Plank, part-time bookkeeper. New hire, part-time bookkeeper, wages $15.71 an hour. I think she was full-time when we brought her back part-time when Don's eyes are. Flat, so.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Carrie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Here we have reports, the clerk report for fees collected January 2018, general assistance report for 2018, and the sheriff's report fees collected for 2018. And these will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing whenever you'd like to look at them. We have the minutes for the regular meeting of February the 6th, 2018.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items? Committee reports.
We all attended the Des Moines County Conference Board. We gave preliminary approval to the assessor's proposed fiscal 19 budget and set the public hearing for February 22nd on the same budget. Des Moines County Emergency Management Commission held the public hearing and final approval of this fiscal 19 budget. Bob and I attended the Des Moines County Levy Outreach Committee with FEMA and DNR, a discussion of the agricultural levies along the Skunk River. And so we all attended the MMRA meeting, the Upper Mississippi, Illinois, and Missouri River Association. Interesting presentation on the weather and the discussion of the Corps of Engineers' continued overreach to use Section 408 and its never-ending grasp for more power. So they went back to the Act of 1899 and found a statement that said, as long as it's in the public interest. Of course, the Corps now gets to decide what's in the public interest. And they want to apply it to levees instead of just rivers and harbors. But that's all I've got.
That was 10 meetings, all except the Skunk River one.
Yeah, I did that, and also had the pleasure of going to a conservation meeting. So I knew the shower house was in a long time ago.
They give you a tour of the shower house?
No.
Too cold for that yet.
No, but they were still cold from watching it go in.
You'll see in the paper where it says that there's going to be the first working toilets in Des Moines County.
In our parks, yeah.
In a park system.
I'm
glad they
finally out of pioneer days in county parks.
Who's going to get the pleasure of flushing that? I want to see it. I want to see a picture of that.
Oh, it'll be my park ranger. He will fight everyone off to make sure he's
he
the first one. He's waited 28 years of his career to get
we want to see a picture of that, okay?
Oh, yeah. We certainly will.
Okay. Careful what you wish for.
Well, I just want to see a picture of pushing the lever down. Yeah. Okay, here for Public input station number two. Anybody from the public have anything to say, please rise and state your name. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move for adjournment.
Aye.
Aye.
We'll take about a 5-minute break, and then we'll come back for a work session with the Board of Supervisors and the IT Director.
I was, everybody, you're planning on having a meeting first.